The federal government gave outreach groups in Texas $11 million to hire and train navigators. The Urban League of Greater Dallas received less than $400,000. Community clinic Los Barrios Unidos in West Dallas also received funds for navigators who help a dozen families daily learn about and enroll in health insurance plans. Jolene Bagwell is director of development and marketing at Barrios Unidos. She says the video isn't a reflection of navigators across the state and won't stop their work.
You know, that's a shame that happened. But as far as we're concerned, it's business as usual. We are as eager to enroll people in insurance plans that are affordable today as we were yesterday, as we were a month ago.
Still, Bagwell says the negative coverage of the rollout and lack of support from Texas Governor Rick Perry and other state officials only makes their job harder.
There has been so much negative press that even our families are fearful that there's something wrong with the insurance program.
Dallas city officials have supported the Navigator program to help enroll thousands of North Texans in health insurance. On Tuesday, Senator John Cornyn called for an immediate halt to the program. Bagwell of Barrios Unidos hopes the controversy doesn't tarnish the reputation of navigators who have completed the certification process.
Our navigators had an extensive training. In fact, until we had the 30-plus hours of trainings and webinars and phone conferences, and then testing. We didn't even begin any enrollment work until we actually had our licenses in framed and on the wall.
In a written statement, the Urban League of Greater Dallas says it is looking into the incident. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.